Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. A little while ago, Craig, a guy I know who lives around the corner, lent me a big pile of records to take a listen to. There were some in there I've been longing to hear for many years, and there were even some that I never knew existed. So in this episode of Counting the Beat, we're going to take a listen to some of those records and some other out-of-print music. I'm going to start off with a song from Board Games, Shane Carter's first band. They recorded a posthumous EP called Who Killed Colonel Mustard in 1981. From that EP, here's Bridesmaid.
You think you're so justified in being so vain. You heard what she likes, so that's what you portray. And you think you're winning, oh, at least that's in your mind. When you finally get what you have thought that you had left behind. But then the showman comes along and you wish you'd be down the line. Bridesmaid again. Bridesmaid again. Bridesmaid again. I'm lucky. Someone for what the cravings will allow. I got aces and play, motherfucking cut the stack. And I'm gonna say what people seem to think I really lack. And the only thing I can accept is the cold battle whack. I'm bridesmaid again. Bridesmaid again. Bridesmaid again.
Never seen the Board Games EP available in a shop, although it does come up on the internet from time to time for extraordinary amounts of money. While the songs aren't available, the videos are, and I've posted that on countingthebeat.blogspot.com.
Okay, this is called
Another song popular for its video was Alligator from Bill Doreen. It was a favourite on Radio with Pictures. It was first released in 1985 on the Conch album.
What's that she's saying?
Do the alligator.
There are a couple of websites which you should check out if you're interested in out-of-print music. The first is kiwitapes.blogspot.com, an absolutely fantastic archive of music no longer available, and also punkvinyl.net, which naturally enough focuses on the punk side of things. And I'll post links to both of those on the blog. Now this next outfit I can hardly tell you anything about. They're called the Pterodactyls, and the track we're going to hear comes from an EP called We've Done It All Now. The cover art is fantastic, it's all fluorescent colours and paper cutouts. Here they are, the Pterodactyls. The songs I'm playing on this episode of Counting the Beat are from records that you dream of finding at a garage sale. They're incredibly hard to come by, but it doesn't need to be that way. In the digital age, companies like Flying Nun could be making this stuff available for download. There's a whole wealth of material which deserves to be heard, and people would be buying it if they could get their hands on it. Recently, Russell Brown wrote a column on that. He was talking about this next band, the Birdnest Roys, who recently reformed, and saying, they're out there playing, why can't people buy their material? From their first album, this is Bided.
Yeah.
One of the records Craig lent me was Volume 2, the second album from the Gordons. This was a record that I'd only ever heard rumours of. I wasn't sure that it even existed, and I was dying to get it on the turntable. But when I did, it was actually a little disappointing. It just wasn't that good. The album was recorded by a Mark II version of the band in 1984 with a different vocalist, and the songs just don't have the same edge or intensity as the EP or the first album. However, one song does stand out, and it's this one, Quality Control. Stones from their criminally unavailable EP, Another Disc, Another Dollar. This is Bad World.
Yeah.
this episode of Counting the Beat, I've played out-of-print music from Board Games, Bill Doreen, the Pterodactyls, the Bird Nest Roys, the Gordons, and the Stones. Unfortunately, none of it's available unless you have deep pockets or are willing to use nefarious means. I'll post more information on the blog, countingthebeat.blogspot.com, and we'll let this play out until the end of the show.
We'll be right back.
I'm Chris, and this has been Counting the Beat. Thanks for listening, everyone.